Vermont lawmakers are hoping to wrap up their legislative session by the end of the weekend. But one thing that could prevent that is the tax bill that's still needed to balance the state budget. Legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin still have some fundamental disagreements about several parts of the tax package. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
At the center of this dispute is a series of deductions that are used by Vermonters who itemize on their tax returns. Roughly 27% of all Vermont taxpayers fall into this category. The most common deductions are for mortgage interest, charitable contributions, and unusually high medical expenses. The House wants to limit the total amount of deductions to $15,000 for an individual and $31,000 for a couple. The governor strongly opposes this plan. He says it will hurt the housing market, undermine charitable organizations, and place some very sick people in a precarious financial situation.
I feel very strongly that it would be a mistake to remove the charitable deduction, the home mortgage deduction, and the catastrophic health care deduction. I think it will hurt Vermont. And my job as governor is to make sure that we do things that help Vermont, not hurt Vermont.
House Speaker Shap Smith says it's important to remember that the House is not removing these deductions. It's placing a cap on the total amount.
Is there some place that we could meet in the middle? I think there is some common ground, but I think it's going to take some give on both sides. And I'm concerned with the governor drawing lines in the sand.
Smith says he's willing to consider other tax options, like raising income tax rates on the wealthy, if it will lead to a compromise with the governor.
I think there's going to have to be some component within the revenue package that will be progressive taxation.
The governor's made it very clear that he will veto a tax bill that includes limits on any of the major deductions. The question for Democratic leaders is whether they want to challenge Shumlin on this issue when it's unlikely that they can muster the votes to override a gubernatorial veto. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.